This is Resource Center. Good afternoon. I'm Frieda Liu. I'm here with Puvanesan Subbiantirian, president of Thai Malaysia, and our discussion is about developing budding entrepreneurs. So I know with Thai, used to stand for the Indus Entrepreneurs, which now has been changed to Talent, Ideas, and Enterprise. So tell us a little bit about this body, right, and how it was conceived.
Okay, thank you. Thai was conceived in 1992. Basically, it was conceived in Silicon Valley. Was made up of entrepreneurs, executives, and professionals, most of whom came from the Indus Valley, and they set up as a body to network. That's why they started with the name Talents, the Indus Entrepreneurs. As they grew bigger and they opened more and more chapters all over the world, they decided to open up the organization. Regardless of where you came from, and the focus was on entrepreneurship, so they changed the name to Talents, Ideas, and Enterprise. Thai came to Malaysia in 2002. The founding, the founders were Tan Sri Nyanalingam, Datuk Kunar Sitembelum, Asgari Stevens. They were the founding members who brought Thai in. We've been here since 2002. Focusing very much on developing entrepreneurs.
All right, so you're the new president.
The new president, yes.
As of this year?
As of January this year.
The new kid on the block.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so it began Malaysia 10 years ago. So what has happened in the last 10 years, since its inception? How has it helped entrepreneurs?
Okay, there are various success stories of how it's helped entrepreneurs. But what happened in the initial years is they brought in more senior, established people who've already had some sort of success in their careers. And they focus on the senior members who are called charter members. Charter members is by, to become a charter member, you have to be invited into the membership. And then they have ordinary members. For a strong chapter, you got to have a very strong pool of charter members because they become mentors, potential investors. They become the people who would help the new members set up or deal with business issues. That's what we did for the first 5 to 6 years. So after that, what now we're doing is, over the last 4 years, is to focus on bringing in newer members, focusing on events and resources to develop budding entrepreneurs.
Okay. So now when you say now the next, the focus is on members, so it could be ordinary members.
Ordinary members, yes.
So with chartered members and ordinary members, how big is the body now?
We have 700 members who have registered. We've got 20 charter members, and we've got about 300 active ordinary members. Active means the ones who usually turn up for events and who actually come in looking for resources.
And with the chartered members, what's the criteria to be a chartered member?
Well, okay, I think the what we really look for is someone who can contribute the time and the effort. We would like we tend to invite people who have had some sort of success, people who don't mind sharing some of the ideas. I think these are the simple criteria that we.
The simple criteria. How much do they have to earn in revenues? The organization.
No, we don't have. I mean, see, it could be people who are social entrepreneurs as well.
Right.
Because they're successful in their own field, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking more for the experience rather than the wealth.
Okay.
Of course, we like the wealth because eventually they become the seed funders and the angel funders.
So it's different from, like, say, the EO?
Yes, it's very different.
Okay, so there's no criteria to
there's
how much
no criteria.
Okay. I know there's another one, the name escapes me as well, and they have this sort of a collaboration. Now, I know that there's a recent collaboration with OUM. What was that tie-up? What happened there?
Okay, this year what Thai Global did is they ran a business plan competition for people who who are doing some sort of postgraduate studies from all over Asia, and it was held in Delhi. We interviewed 5 teams here. 2 teams actually came from OUM. We sent them to Delhi, and one of the teams actually won the competition, the inaugural competition. So that was the extent of the tie-up.
Okay, and beating how many countries in that process?
1,000 different teams from all over Asia.
From all over Asia.
Yeah, so a Malaysian team won.
Okay, and I know that they'll be representing in the US, but there's a story behind that.
Okay.
And we'll discuss that story in just a while.
Yeah.
I'm here with Puvanesan Subbiantirian, President of Thai Malaysia Resource Centre, BFM 89.9. You're listening to Resource Centre, This is Frida Liu here with Puvanesan Subantirian, president of Thai Malaysia, and they're in a chapter here that helps budding entrepreneurs, and they're known, Thai stands for talent, ideas, and enterprise. And so 10 years now in Malaysia, and you talked about the recent collaboration with OUM, and Malaysia represented, Malaysia was represented with 1,000 teams across Asia, and Malaysia won. Yay. And the idea was that the team was going to collaborate, it was going to take part in a competition in the US, and this will be the global.
Okay, there's a global competition run by Rice University. Mm-hmm. Basically, the top VCs are there, and a lot of people with bright ideas go in, and it's very hard to get into the competition. What Thai globally wanted to do this year was to submit a team. And the winning team of the Thai Asia Business Plan Competition was to be submitted for the RISE competition. Now, the winning team here, what they did was one of the questions they were asked when we initially saw them was, you know, can the idea be commercialized?
Which and is the whole idea.
It's the whole idea of a business plan, right? So what they did was they actually went and got a first customer, the customer wouldn't have covered your cost, but basically a paying customer, sort of like a paid proof of concept for the customer. And because they earn a very small amount, they earn something, RISE has an issue with participants who have earned revenue. So now the issue is they might be disqualified. But what we're doing from Thai Malaysia right now is we're trying to fight the case because it hasn't been fully commercialized. They got a paid proof of concept.
Okay, a paid proof of concept. So that's where we're coming from. Mm. But I mean, what was the idea that they didn't want to? That it could not have been sold, to show that it's been.
Well, I think they want to focus on startups. Mm. Now, having a stringent rule that there shouldn't be any revenue, I don't understand that. Mm. That's RISE decision. I think a lot of. Other competitions or people who look at business plans, they would have liked the idea that somebody was willing to pay for it.
The sky's the limit. If I put the money now, at least it's been proven. Okay, so it hasn't been sorted.
Well, we are trying to sort it out.
We're trying to sort it out. And if they get sorted, they will go to
RISE
in mid-April.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, how can the public and businesses support something like this apart from joining as members, and how much does membership cost?
Even for the charter members, I think what we charge right now is 2,000 ringgit a year, which is really nothing. For membership, there's a minimal administrative fee, but it's practically free at the moment. Mm-hmm. How can anyone support an organization like this? Well, the strength of the organization is in the network. Mm. And the strength of the network is the membership. So I suppose the most obvious way is to become a member. Okay. But what we also do this year is we are running a mentoring series for budding entrepreneurs who have questions. I mean, if anybody has the time or the resources to participate in this, they could help. Mm-hmm. By becoming one of the mentors.
Okay, so in the case of someone wanting to be that's a chartered member, 2,000, right?
Yes.
So as an ordinary member, and who can join? Anybody?
Anybody. Anybody who's even thinking about becoming an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Or anybody who's a professional who wants to build on a network should join.
Okay, so the benefits of networking. So this mentoring series, is that the plan for Thai this year, the big plan for Thai this year?
Okay, the mentoring series, we started it at the end of last year. This year, we're going to do one every month. Mm-hmm. We are also going to do a Thai regional event at the end of the year. And we're looking to do an event around new media somewhere towards the second quarter of the year as well.
Okay, second quarter of the year. And with the mentoring series, what happens? Who can participate?
Okay, anyone who wants to come and attend. Mentoring in Thai happens both ways, two ways. There's a structured mentoring where you get an expert to come and talk on a topic, or you can actually write into Thai to say, you know, I know you got one of these charter members, I've got this issue, can I have some time with him? Mm. Right? Now, if someone wants to participate as a mentee for the structured event, our doors are open. Please come and join us. If someone wants to participate as a mentee and look at the network, it's always better if he's a member, he or she is a member. And I mean, membership, as I said, is practically free.
Mm.
So anyone who wants to come in, they should come in.
And I guess they can find information online, just do a search.
Yes, they can go online to the Time Leisure website. And they can look at the Thai Global website and the Time Leisure website.
How often do you guys meet anyway?
The mentoring series, we're doing it once a month.
Mm-hmm.
We are trying to do events for members once every 2 months. And we're going to do the bigger events twice a year.
Okay. So thanks for giving us some information around Thai Malaysia. I've been speaking to Puvanesan Subbantirian, the president of Thai Malaysia. Tomorrow's resource center, it'll be Elizabeth Lovell, managing director of All One KL Global Skills Malaysia. She'll be sharing with us about how expatriate spouses Malaysia is an underutilized talent pool and how can they actually start businesses or actually look for employment here. And we have the Beatles coming up in my life, BFM 89.9.